Time to visit with our aviation analyst, Jay Ratliff, as we do every Monday. Jay, good morning. Thanks for the time, as always.
Pleasant. Good morning.
Jay, sadly, we got to start off with some bad news today. Another plane crash with no survivors.
Yeah, this one was in Alaska. We had a smaller commercial aircraft. It was a Cessna that had a pilot, 9 passengers on board, reported overdue. They launched a search and rescue that became a recovery issue. And right now, the National Transportation Safety Board has been dispatched since they were able to confirm all 10 lives were lost, and setting up the investigation to see exactly what happened. There was no distress call from the pilot, but Chris, as you and I have talked so many times before, if a flight crew gets involved in an emergency, the last thing they do is stop and waste critical time on communicating. They're going to address the problem at hand, try to get a control over it, fix the issue, whatever it is that's going on. But we know that the plane lost altitude suddenly. So the thought is, okay, did they experience a mechanical situation? Did the pilot perhaps have a medical episode that would have caused the pilot to be incapacitated? Did something happen on board the aircraft? We don't know. This type of aircraft can be equipped with a cockpit voice recorder, and I hope that black box is, in fact, part of the equipment on this aircraft, because it will help investigators try to determine what happened, the sequence of events, and learn from this one. So this is another one of the three that the NTSB is investigating right now that is going to go probably 8 months to 12 months before it's going to have a final report, and we'll see where it goes.
You mentioned the three investigations the NTSB is handling. How do they balance or prioritize these investigations?
Well, they've got ample teams, and believe me, they're all incredibly qualified. And they will dispatch individuals based on knowledge of a specific aircraft or tipped specific events. And they, because each one has their own area of specialty to one degree or another, and that's what they'll do. If they've got individuals that are more qualified than others as far as investigative on some of these smaller aircraft, they might be the ones that are going to Alaska. Sometimes it's the weather conditions that can be a part of the play as far as who goes where. But, yeah, the one thing about it is they've got plenty of people, and they do an incredible job. They never get in a hurry. They allow the evidence to dictate the course of the investigation. And they'll be able, as we've said, sadly, too many times, they'll be able to honor the lives of those that were lost by trying to find out exactly what happened. And, we'll make sure we do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again.
All right, Jay, changing gears on you. Airline ratings ranked the top 25 airlines in the world, and guess what? Nary a U.S. carrier on there.
Geez, it's like Groundhog Day. We've talked about this before. You're right. AirlineRatings.com came out with their top 25 full-service airlines in the world for 2025. They looked at a number of factors, including the service levels, the distance or pitch between seats, and some other things. And as usual, U.S. Airlines did not make the top 25. Korean Air took first, Qatar second, Air New Zealand, Cathay Pacific, and Singapore Airlines took out the top five. And when I get these right rankings, and everybody comes out with them, but AirlineRatings.com does a very good job. You go through and you look at those, and it's just a reminder of how service sucks here in the United States. They cram us into airplanes. They treat us like garbage. We keep coming back, and there's no incentive for any airline here to ever do anything more than what they're doing. We endure travel. We don't enjoy it. And when you see some of these people, I hear from them all the time, they fly an international carrier, and they send me an email saying, Jay, oh, my gosh, you will not believe how we were treated in coach. We had room. We had good food. They treated us well. We felt appreciated, blah, 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 all those things. And it's really unfortunate that the history of the United States, which is kind of like where aviation came from, we can't even make a list of the top 25 as far as the best carriers in the world.
Unbelievable.
Now, we did do it on the low-cost carrier side.
Sure.
I will throw that out real quick. They did rank 1 through 20, the low-cost carriers. Southwest took 10th, and Breeze took 9th.
Wow.
So those are the only two that I noticed on there that were U.S. carriers. It's sad. It really is sad that we can't do a better job than that, but, that's kind of where things are at.
What are our hub delays today?
Today is going to be the day to travel, today and into tomorrow, because these are the days, with other than morning de-icing delays, it's going to be a pretty good day to fly. Now, once we get into tomorrow, we start getting in not to one, but two storms that are going to be coming through this week that's going to give us some big-time issues. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, those are the days that, depending on where the storms are going to be headed, south or north, you could be impacted. So certainly keep an eye on that. But if you pick today, gold star. Great day to fly.
Love it. Jay, as I let you go, if our listeners have issues with their airline, how can they get in touch with you?
JRatliff.com is my business website. That's the one that also people reach out to me if they are having issues, past or current, with an airline where they're just not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Reach out to me, and as quickly as my schedule allows, I'll get back to you, because, believe me, I love making sure airlines are held accountable. And look, if they're not even going to make the list of the top 25 carriers in the world, we got to do something, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm here to help.
Jay Ratliff, our aviation analyst. Jay, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.